Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, April 28th. Ontario's Finance Minister, Peter Bethlenfalvy, has released the province's proposed 2022 budget. The provincial government's deficit is projected to be $18.9 billion in 2022-23, up $5.4 billion over the last fiscal year. The government says revenue is expected to grow by 4% each year, with the deficit starting to decline in 2023. The Progressive Conservative government is proposing a low-income individuals and families tax, or LIFT, credit that would apply to those with an annual income up to $50,000. Other key items in the budget include highways, an additional $10 billion on healthcare, retention bonuses for nurses, as well as an emphasis on clean energy and electric vehicles. A Southampton man has won $2 million in the lottery. Thomas Gibbons won the top prize with Ontario 49 in the December 29, 2021 draw. Gibbons, a 42-year-old small business owner and father of three, says he plays the lottery twice a week and chooses both quick pick numbers and his own. He says when he asked his kids what they wanted, his son asked for batteries for his toy car and his daughter said she wanted a horse and a pickup truck. Gibbons plans to pay off his mortgage, purchase a pool for his kids, and invest. The winning ticket was purchased at Ralph's on Goderich Street in Port Elgin. Owen Sound-based Hydrogen Optimized has signed an MOU with Green Hydrogen International for the proposed development of a large electrolyzer manufacturing facility in Texas. A release says the factory would produce Hydrogen Optimized's rugged cell water electrolyzers for GHI's planned Hydrogen City, which would be a green hydrogen production and salt cavern storage hub to be built in South Texas. The production would be built out in steps over several years. Hydrogen Optimized says in the meantime, it is highly focused on developing manufacturing capabilities and production at its Owen Sound facility. Residents of Bruce Gray and Huron counties continue to show strong support for Bruce Power, according to an Ipsos poll. 680 respondents took part. Ipsos says nearly all of its respondents, or 94%, continue to have confidence that the nuclear facility operates safely. 92% feel Bruce Power is involved with the community in a positive way. Ipsos says the environment and its relationship to Bruce Power is top of mind for respondents. The impact of Bruce Power on the environment is the topic Ipsos says residents most wanted to learn about and is the primary factor for those who support nuclear refurbishment. Ipsos says, importantly, the environment has replaced job creation as a major driver of support for Bruce Power. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 376 points to 21,121. The Dow Jones is up 614 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.11 US cents, up 10 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $105.33, up $3.31 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Raptors Philadelphia 76ers game 6 at Scotiabank Arena goes tonight. The Raptors are trying to force a 7th and deciding game in Philadelphia on Saturday. Tip-off is 7 o'clock. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays are closing out a 4-game series against the Boston Red Sox at Rogers Centre this afternoon. 9 games in the National Hockey League as the regular season winds down. Some jockeying for position still ongoing, but all 16 teams heading to the Stanley Cup playoffs have been decided. The Toronto Maple Leafs play their final regular season game tomorrow against the Boston Bruins. NHL playoffs start on Monday. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Saginaw Spirit have announced they will select 15-year-old Michael Misa of the Mississauga Senators with the overall first pick in Friday's 2022 priority selection. Misa was granted exceptional player status to enter the draft a year early. Meantime, the Owen Sound Attack are off for a few days ahead of the next game in their OHL West quarterfinal against the Flint Firebirds on Sunday afternoon. The series is tied 2-2 after the Firebirds beat the Attack 3-2 at the Bayshore last night. And in the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, the Mitchell Hawks host Stayner in Game 3 of the Ontario North Conference Final tonight. The series is tied 1-1. That's a look at news and sports. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.